South Florida's Alternative 104.3 The Shark. I'm Erin, and I'm here with Stereo Jewel. Thank you so much for being on Open Swim with me this week.
Awesome. We're happy to be here.
First of all, I'm going to ask what I ask my bands every week. How did you get together and meet each other?
Okay, so it's an interesting story there. Eddie and I are married, and this is the second band we've founded.
Cool.
So that's part of it. We're the songwriting team. Doug joined us about... Wow, we're going on 2 years now. So he's our drummer, fantastic drummer. And then Rolly's been with us for about a year and a half. No, actually 2 years as well. He plays bass, and he and Eddie have a very long history of playing together.
Yeah.
It's really cool. So, you know, none of you came into this as kind of like strangers. Everybody has at least a history with at least one other member in the band, which is neat.
Yep. Like Chris Sinise mentioned, I've known Rolly since, let's say, high school. We've been in bands together. And then, obviously, Chris and I are married. And then when we started to write on this project a couple of years ago, we kind of changed our writing format. We wanted to do something a bit more, I want to say, like, that had sequences, and it had some elements of electronica.
Cool.
And we went through some drummers, and we found Doug. And Doug is, you know... He's awesome. You know, he's able to play the drums while keeping us on time, and also to run our sequences. And he's been a staple and a very important member of the sound of Stereo Jewel.
Nice.
Thank you.
As husband and wife, when you go to start your songwriting process, is it sometimes like, hey, I'm in the other room and I'm tapping you on the shoulder because I have an idea? Like, how does that go?
Yes. In fact, last night, Chris was working on a new song. I think she was playing the keys and the synth and doing vocals and playing around with ideas for like 4 hours last night. And I'm like, wow, she's working on something, you know, because we're writing more stuff. So like you said, yeah, it's kind of like, hey, I have an idea. Check it out. And like, for example, last night she was working on an idea, and I kind of didn't want to come in and play guitar and stuff like that. I was just like, you know, no, just work it out, and then I'll come in and do it and, you know, put my stuff, my thoughts into it.
Well, yeah, it has to be tempting when you hear it. You're like, oh, I want to jump in, but also you want to give her space too.
Absolutely.
And then once you have, I guess, like the bare bones of a song, how do you incorporate everybody else in the band in?
Initially, Eddie and I started working on this new format for the band a couple of years ago. So it was pretty much just he and I. And then we worked on the studio recordings and got that done, and then sort of put the band together. This time, you know, the plan's a little different because we have a band. So we're working through some of these ideas that we've got for new songs. And instead of just going into the studio with what we have, we'll start doing that in the rehearsal studio with the other guys.
Cool.
It'll be a little different with these songs.
And when you're writing, what are you influenced by? Whether it's other artists or it's things going on around you, what inspires you when writing?
I think it's a little different for Eddie and me, right? Because he's the guitarist, more on the musical part of the songwriting. I'm more of the lyricist, except sometimes I actually jump on the keys and try to put something together. We've got two songs we're working on now, and one of them, the inspiration was lyrical. I was recently listening to a Tanya Tucker interview. She was talking about a song she wrote, and just sort of the concept of the lyrics was what inspired me there. So we started with lyrics. And then secondly, it was a very basic chord progression with a song, and I also had the lyrics. So then we just kind of joined forces and go from there.
Cool. So, I mean, as with anything, it's different every time, basically.
Absolutely. Yeah. It could be anything from, there's so much cool stuff, so much great music out there. Like I'll listen to 21 Pilots and I'll hear something that's so cool that will inspire me to go ahead and incorporate some of their influences and their, songwriting style into our stuff. And then on the other side of 21 Pilots, I'll listen to a band of Horses or Weezer, which is guitar oriented, So it's a big mix of influences to get the final product.
It's really cool that, you know, you can take elements of different things you hear and different things you're inspired by, and especially now more than ever with artists across the board breaking through genres, and instead of kind of like staying in a box that they feel like has been created for them, everybody is kind of going without limits at this point, and it's really fascinating to see where music is headed.
Yeah, that's right. And I think, you know, one of the things that we really love is Doug has a very deep background in the types of genres he's influenced by, right, Doug?
Yeah, I guess. I mean, I started out listening to, you know, rock and roll like everybody else pretty much, but then in my teens, I started listening to more jazz, progressive rockers I still listen to a lot of, but like, you know, pop music really is not the main thing I listen to. It never really has been, but I've been getting more into it as of late, but you can mix them all up and come out with something interesting, I think, you know?
Yeah, definitely, and, totally agree.
Yeah.
Now, can we see you playing live in the future?
All right, so next October 22nd, we'll be playing at Bar Nancy here in Miami, and I believe, I think we might do an acoustic show. I think on the flyer we put in parentheses, maybe acoustic, but I don't think we've decided that. We've come up to the final decision if we're going to do acoustic or our full, you know, full band, full electric, obviously. And then right after that, you can catch us November 7th. At Propaganda in Lake Worth.
Excellent. So a couple good opportunities to see you coming up here in the next month or so. Where can people find you on social media so they can hear your music and follow along to see you play live?
I think the key thing is for people to know how our name is spelled.
Yes.
Because it's Stereo Joule, J-O-U-L-E. So we're on all social media platforms. You could find us on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook if you use Facebook, and then, you know, we've got our website online that keeps all our shows up to date. We're going to spend some of the November and December just writing. We'll be in the studio and sort of planning for late January, February, March. We're going to plan for like an East Coast tour in Florida.
Nice.
So November and December will be a lot of planning and songwriting.
Cool. Well, thank you, Stereo Joule, so much for spending some time with me today. And I loved getting to hear about your band and getting to know you a little better.
Okay,
thank you
cool.
for having us, Aaron. Thanks.
You're
really
welcome.
Appreciate it.
Yeah. Hey, take it easy, everybody, okay?
Thanks.
Bye.
Thank you for the opportunity.
You're welcome.
Thanks.